today is the first snow.
All the signs, winter's coming to the Lynn Canal, and there's a new name on Main Street. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. The Skagway Borough Assembly meets Thursday evening. They'll also be meeting as the Board of Adjustments to hear an appeal of the conditional use permit for the Red Onion Saloon. The permit allows continued operation of the bar, restaurant, and museum that's been at its present location on Broadway for 32 years in accordance with federal, state, and local laws. The appellant contends that the permit would negatively impact the safety and welfare of the neighborhood and devalue the neighborhood. The Assembly meets at 7 p.m. November 3rd in City Hall Assembly Chambers. There's a new investor in the Haynes Downtown Revitalization game, and the name is a familiar one.
I've been working in this town for a really long time and know everybody. Everybody knows us, so it's just been this like beautiful thing, you know. Excited to see all my customers come through the door every day.
Scott and Candy Bradford are the new owners of Miles Furniture on Main Street. The showroom and carpet warehouse will remain like it has been under the Miles, but now with a Bradford twist.
Scott's little hobby shop. We had it in our house for about 15 years, and so we brought that in, and Eric, we're going to expand that just a little bit.
Models, trains, Legos, toys like pet shop, and puzzles, and just the different kind of toys. There'll be a bunch of, we have a bunch of games that are coming that we ordered, and different trains, and stuff like that.
The longtime Haynes couple finalized the deal with Mary Miles a few weeks ago, 9 months after her husband and store founder, Dennis, passed away. Candy has left her job at Olrud's Market to begin keeping hours at the store since, after 8.5 happy years there.
When this whole thing came to us, I had never expected. And Mary came to our house and talked to us and said that her and Dennis had discussed Scott and I years ago about approaching us to do this, and first I was like, absolutely not, there's no way we could ever do that. I'm happy with, you know, working at the store, and started thinking about it and talking to her more, and it ended up just being a match made in heaven, really. And she couldn't do it by herself anymore and needed some relief, and Scott and I are pumped up and ready to make it an exciting, fun store.
As we talk and tour the showroom floor, there are still the expected dresser drawers, sensible sofas, and bouncy beds, plus lamps, rocking chairs, and recliners. But then there's this really cool animal print office chair that would make any job more fun.
The fun part for me has been ordering new furniture, new colors and styles and things that, you know, are new and different, you know, for people in town to see. And I'm very much enjoying that. It's been so much fun. It's kind of like Christmas when it all shows up and unwrap it all and put it up on the floor and having fun redoing the windows. I've added a little more, like I said, color and, you know, just trying some new things, and it's worked really well so far. People are excited to come in and see new things.
But the Bradfords don't want to change too much. They've added a big candle section, the hobby shop, and pet supplies, but are keeping Miles Furniture a lot like it's come to be since opening in the 1970s. Scott, also fire chief with the Haynes Volunteer Fire Department, will continue his job with the borough as the sewer and water operator.
He's going to continue doing that while I'm here every day, and he helps me after he gets off work, comes over here, and I have a nice list of chores for him to do at the end of his day. So stuff that I can't do by myself.
From one known Haynes name to another, the Bradfords say the local furniture store is remaining a family business, literally.
And our whole family comes to work on Saturdays together, which is super fun. I have the kids doing their chores, vacuuming and cleaning and mowing the lawn or whatever. You know, and our kids are old enough, too, that they're such great help. I mean, they're helping put freight together, and, you know, it's been a really awesome thing for our family.
Miles Furniture is open at 5th and Main Street Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., or whenever they're in there, say Scott and Candy.
It's been just overwhelming, just the whole town just, you know, come, you know, being happy for us, I guess, or supporting us in this big, huge step. So that's been really touching, you know, really. It's been great.
This winter in Skagway could be just as busy as summer, with the number of hobby and recreation classes expected. One of the groups that leaves no excuse for winter boredom is the Skagway Arts Council, which just released their November class schedule. A beginner knitting class meets on the evening of November 3rd. New knitters will get cotton yarn and learn how to make a simple square with basic knitting technique. People can bring knitting needles or borrow some. An advanced knitting class follows on the second Thursday of the month. Bring a project you want help on or start a new one. BYO Supplies or borrow theirs. Each of the knitting classes is $5 and runs 7 to 9 p.m. at the school library. November 17th is earring making with Kathy Wassman from 7 to 9 p.m. at the school shop. She'll have beads, ear wires, and tools for each person to make one or more pairs of earrings. Participants can bring their own materials and should be older than 12 years. Cost is $15 per set of jewelry. On November 19th, leatherwork classes teach kids how to make a zipper pull, key fob, coasters, luggage tags, or bookmarks for $15, and a more advanced class for $20 provides materials for participants to make leather sleigh bells for the holidays. The last Saturday of the month is a stained glass ornament class at 4 p.m. at the school shop. It's a beginner class with all materials provided. It's $15 for participants 12 or older. The Skagway Arts Council says it's heard a call for more classes and made a goal of scheduling more this winter. Last year's set of classes was popular and resulted in a full room of exhibits for this year's spring show of winter work. Arts Council members get a discount on classes, which will continue through December and in the new year. Artists interested in hosting a class can call Kathy at 983-3650 or email skagwayartscouncil@gmail.com. The group is also planning winter and spring classes in leather mask making, fused glass, ukulele making and playing, sushi making, quilting and sewing, drum making, calligraphy, sketching, and glass bead making. KHNS Radio and the Haynes School have teamed up each recent year to teach a radio class to local high school students. James Morgan is taking the class and introduces us to a new teacher at the school.
The 2011-2012 school year brought new changes to Haynes High School. Among these changes were rules and new faculty. I interviewed Darwin Feeks, the new woodshop teacher, about his move here to Haynes. Here's what he had to say.
I came here from western Montana. I lived in East Glacier Park and was a teacher at Browning High School, which is about 13 miles away. I've always wanted to teach in Alaska. It was a transition, not a huge one. The school's a lot smaller, which is really great. I really like my students here. My classes are smaller. It was a transition, but it was a positive transition. I've really enjoyed my move. I think the thing I'm most impressed with here is how friendly the community is, how welcoming they are. Everybody's been really positive and really welcoming to me. It's just been a real positive experience. I've really enjoyed the move here, and I enjoy the school. I enjoy the school's leadership and the students and the rest of the staff. So I've really enjoyed all of that, and the community has just been wonderful. I'm becoming not fond of rain, but I did look at the weather before I came. I knew how much rain Haynes got. I know how much snow they get on an average, which is close to what I came from. So I almost think I'm beginning to think forward to the snow just so I don't have the rain anymore. But it's already snowing back home in Montana. I already have snow on the ground, so I was excited to email my friends back there and tell them it's nicer here than it is there.
Reporting for Haynes High School, this is James Morgan.
Snow, albeit just a dusting, hit the ground in much of the Northern Lynn Canal Wednesday morning. While the real thing is still ahead of us, it has inspired local residents to wax the skis, wonder where the heavy boots are, discover lip balm in the pocket of last year's winter coat, and pull a little bit harder on frozen car doors. But everyone has their own way of telling. You know, winter's coming when?
It snows.
Well, today is the first snow.
Your husky won't come inside, and your cat won't go outside.
When all the leaves are off the trees, that's a good sign.
When Steve Heitz has left town.
When it starts getting really cold and you have to wear jackets.
When you got to pull people out of a ditch, I guess.
When it's snowing on my head, no. I actually use just the snow line. I always hope it goes back up.
When all of a sudden there aren't very many good-looking girls to look at.
The ground has to be totally frozen. If it just snows, that doesn't count. It's got to stick.
You know it's winter when all the tools that your kids borrowed are now under a blanket of snow somewhere for the winter, and you won't see them again.
You hear the highway forecast for Haynes Junction. I know it's winter when I have to go helter-skelter looking for my boots and my creepers, which I did this morning.
When you have to dig your snow tires out from under the shed because you forgot to put them on.
I know it's winter when there's no longer a daily ferry service between Haines and Skagway.
When you have to scrape ice off the windshield 2 days in a row, that's a good sign.
When I have to order a pallet of ice melt for dusty trails and it costs us almost $1,400.
You have to remember that I've been living in Anchorage now for many years. It's winter in Alaska when the sleeping lady has that blanket of snow over her.
Instead of leaves flying by and the snowflakes are in, that's a pretty good idea.
When my knuckles become white from gripping the steering wheel so tightly, that's it.
I know it's winter when I get to unpack my toolbox and carve it home.
I know it's winter when I can't feel my feet anymore.
I don't know, you spend all your free time in the dark. God, that's what I do.
Pretty much when I have to put chains on the fire trucks, that's another sign.
And you know winter's on its way when you try to remember if daylight savings time ends or begins this time of year. So don't forget to fall back and turn your clocks earlier 1 hour on Saturday night, or else you'll be early for church. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Special thanks to James Morgan for his help with this report.